Well, now back to that story that we started earlier in the programme. The Lake Tanganyika Floating Health Clinic is the name of the project. It's to float on Lake Tanganyika, which is the world's longest lake. It has four countries around it: Tanzania, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Zambia and Burundi, and about 12 million people who could do with better access to healthcare. And with us is the founder of the Lake Tanganyika Floating Health Clinic, Dr. Amy Lehman. Now, we've established that when it's finished, it'll be a ship. It'll be on Lake Tanganyika. How many people will actually be based on this floating ship?
We'll probably have a staff of about 45 to 50.
Permanent?
Rotating between the healthcare workers in all four countries. The idea is to do a tremendous amount of training of local health workers so that it's almost like a floating teaching hospital, as well as something that's delivering services to the local communities.
So as it floats around the lake, sort of touching these different countries, hopefully local medical staff can come on board for a bit of training, for a bit of, you know, great experience, maybe stay on boat for a while and travel around.
Exactly, like to do a rotation for 4 to 6 weeks with us on the ship, learning about the 10 to 15 most common problems in the Lake Tanganyika Basin, that kind of thing.
Now, the ship's not floating yet. It's an idea and obviously a very valuable one and also a very expensive one, isn't it? How much is the total, sort of, what's the total cost of the project?
About $25 or $30 million.
That's not pocket money. So where are you hoping to get that kind of money from?
Well, it's not pocket money, but again, if you look at development projects across the developing world and you talk about access to the last mile, which is a big buzzword in development these days, there are projects that spend a lot more money trying to reach the very populations that we already have excellent access to. So in terms of fundraising, we, you know, feel that there are governments that should be interested in what we're doing because of the strategic nature of the Lake Tanganyika Basin itself. There are military organizations that we think are very interested in what we're doing, again, because of what's going on in the Great Lakes Basin and Lake Tanganyika's relationship to general Great Lakes stability, particularly with what's going on in the Democratic Republic of the Congo and Burundi. And high net worth individuals who love boats. And it just so happens there's a list of 30 billionaires out there who have massive boats.
For whom it would be pocket money, I guess.
For whom it would be pocket money.
But isn't that, I mean, just briefly, this idea of the instability that you mentioned, isn't that also danger? It's a lot of money invested in one boat. Might it not be better to invest it in four different projects around the lake?
That's actually precisely why a boat is superior, because a boat moves. And because a boat can position itself along countries' borders, whereas, as we know, in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, for example, many medical and humanitarian assets have been overrun over the past 20 years at different intervals because of rebels, et cetera. So what we're actually trying to advocate is look, we can't abandon these populations, but we also have to protect our assets.
Amy, good luck with the Lake Tanganyika Floating Health Clinic. And any billionaires listening out there, get in touch with us and we can put you in touch with Amy.